This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
This type of opportunity may not come back to you again.
Mm.
So definitely...
take advantage when you get it.
Exactly.
Grab it with both hands.
Grab it with both hands. When it comes your way, and
before your health situation turns, before your financial situation turns,
exactly,
before death arrives,
exactly.
You always would say one thing. I would always remember. You would say, "Sheikh, when will we get the opportunity? When will we?" And you were very healthy when you used to say that.
Subhanallah.
May Allah reward you in full, and grant for you nothing but al-firdaus. Bila adhabin wa la hisabin, without any punishment and accountability. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we have our brother, our hero, mashallah, the Harun of the Ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our brother Azhar here. Hayakallah, akhi Azhar. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whatever Allah does, He does good.
Definitely.
Allah grants you a beautiful patience.
Amen.
He's granted you a beautiful patience.
Amen.
And subhanAllah, it's been 2 years. And honestly, it's like you've lived 20 years in 2 years. May Allah reward you in full.
Amen.
And preserve you in His obedience.
Amen.
And grant for you nothing but al-firdaus.
Amen.
Bila adhabin wa la hisabin, without any punishment and accountability. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My brother, you've been through a lot, subhanAllah. For the sake of Allah, and perhaps it will be sadaqatul jariyah for you, that you leave behind some nasiha for the ummah. I know you're tired, but very briefly.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah for giving me this opportunity, Shaykh. If I have to tell you one nasiha, which is a uniform policy and a rule with me, of course, which I can share to you, is that, you know, doing something good for the sake of Allah. So normally you're on a journey of this nature, you never know how goodness can strike you, at which point and how it will happen. So you got to be prepared for anything and any circumstances. When I say goodness for the sake of Allah, it doesn't mean that everything has to be financial, or it doesn't have to be, you know, your time or wealth or money or anything. All sorts of things matters.
Mm.
But what matters most important thing is that, you know, when it comes your way, so it all depends on how you accept it with your both hands. We are human beings. We are created with weaknesses. So we normally tend to think the negative side of it.
Mm.
This is how Shaitan puts things into perspective. If there is a financial, for example, in a local masjid fundraiser, or some khair is happening in your community, something good is happening. When this comes to you, comes your way, what happens is Shaitan comes in between, and then he whispers to you. He whispers to you the negative side of it. See, the guys who come to you with this project and this, you know, whatnot, and Shaitan tries to demoralize you from taking part. So the breaking this barrier is very important, because having this barrier in place, you can never do something good.
Mm.
So you have to break that whisper from Shaitan, come out of it, and then ask Allah's help.
Mm.
And once you have done that part, if you are capable of doing something, it can be even a penny, even a pound, based on your capacity. Do whatever is good.
Take
the opportunity, that's right. If you can't do that, at least you give your time a little bit on the project.
Mm.
And maybe you, through your contacts, you might be able to, you know, draw some big help to the local community. And once your mind is set and you're happy to take on with the project, from that point onwards, carry on. Because
put your trust in Allah, and
definitely put tawakkul in Allah, and take the means. Because you never ever know. This type of opportunity may not come back to you again.
Mm.
So definitely...
take advantage when you get it.
Exactly.
Grab it with both hands.
Grab it with both hands. when it comes your way. And
Before your health situation turns, before your financial situation turns, before death arrives.
Exactly.
You always would say one thing, I would always remember. You would say, Sheikh, when will we get the opportunity? When will we? And you were very healthy when you used to say that,
subhanAllah. Subhanallah. Yes,
you're Jazakallah khair. Allah bless you and accept from you.
Ameen. Ameen.